Skeln spurred his mount on just as the zombie Cadians were leveling their guns.
The last charge of the Thunderwolves, brother.
Let it be a worthy end, then.
I'll see you in the halls of Russ, Afka.
For the first time in weeks, Afka smiled.
Aye, that you may.
Skeln kicked Fenrir's flanks, and the beast began to charge. If there had been anyone alive to see it, the deed would have been worthy of a saga. Skeln and Afka howled together as Lasbolt filled the air around them. Fenrir died just before they reached the wall. An autocannon burst had opened up its torso in a red mist, and the great beast collapsed in the snow, leaving a crimson smear behind it. Their armor punctured and torn by lasblasts, the Wolfguard burst into the bastion and commenced slaying everything inside. A ragged firing line, a crippled mockery of order, opposed them as they barreled through the gates. The space wolves swept the zombies aside and then split up, intent on destruction. Skeln took the stairway to the battlements. Zombies fell like suicides, heaved from his path as he rose up the steps. He savaged with his fangs, tearing open throats and split torsos with his power axe to reach the summit. The battlements became a field of slaughter, a reaping of cleaved limbs and staved-in skulls. Russ's name bellowed loud above the carnage, piercing the blood-red night. Fires began below. Promethean storage sheds were set ablaze by Afka's last grenades. Explosions cracked, billowing black smoke. Bodies were heaped onto conflagrations like heretics onto a pyre. He went to his fists, snapping spines across his knee, wrenching bones from decaying sockets. Afka carved a red ruin with Thorgard's wolf claw, anointing it in old blood to honor its fallen keeper. Skeln's power axe was already dark with blood when he noticed the wolfen amongst the horde, clawing and shredding with abandon, reuniting with its former brothers for one last fight. He'd lost sight of Hagni after that, the need for killing preventing any pursuit. The space wolves were gored and burned, but in less than 20 bloody minutes, the entire Cadian garrison was destroyed. Skeln had not seen Ekhart in the mob, but could have missed him easily.